The views expressed are not necessarily those of KSCJ and Powell Broadcasting Company. This program is not intended to replace the advice of doctors or other clinical providers. Consult with your practitioner to ensure the proper course of action for you.
Welcome to When Things Aren't Going Well on AM 1360, FM 94.9, KSCJ. This program is dedicated to your mental health wellness and brought to you by Family Services, a United Way partner agency. Here's your host, Art Silva.
Good morning, Siouxland, and welcome to When Things Aren't Going Well. This show is all about your mental wellness and how you can help yourself navigate the daily highway of life. We hope to educate and motivate you to help improve your mental wellness environment. I'm Art Silva, and our show is brought to you by Boys and Girls Home and Family Services, serving the Siouxland community since 1894. Let me introduce my co-host, Brenda Geisinger. She's the Chief Operating Officer of Boys and Girls Home and Family Services. Top of the morning, Brenda.
Good morning.
Good to see you. And we got a special show today because we have with us as a guest, the one, the only, the one that does it all, Chief Cook Bottle Maker at KSCJ. We got Justin Barker, and he's going to join us, and we're going to talk about celebrities, athletes, and other celebrities who have worked to destigmatize mental health. So good morning, Justin.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Oh, boy. We'd like to have you here. You're doing double duty. You're all over the place. You got your little handprint and everything.
I'm working on the title Grand Poobah here in the building just to kind of cover everything. So.
I love it. They got a good man in the spot. Well, let's talk about some of these celebrities that have come forth and say, listen, it's okay not to be okay. And I guess the first one that I think about is the Olympic gold medalist, multi-gold medalist, Mark Phelps. And, he came out and talked about it. And it's not just the pressure of competition. You'll find with a lot of these people, there's something in their life that triggers it coming back later on. And, again, your mind, your brain is still developing until you're 27 years old. Did you know that? So a lot of things can happen, and there can be a lot of changes. And usually when bipolar shows up, it shows up later on. So let's listen to these folks. They're coming out. They're very public. And it's good that they use their influence to help get this message out on mental health. So any comments? You guys want to chip in? Brenda, JB on Phelps? How did you feel the first time he said that?
Well, I think for Michael Phelps, you look at the body of work, how young he was thrust into the spotlight of being a gold medalist. And then for Michael, it's a different situation where you have 4 years where you have to stay at the top of your game. You have to stay at the top of your mental abilities to be who you are and to live up to the level of expectation that you've made. So I can see how a person like that would struggle with it in everyday life, because you and I and Brenda can go home on the weekend and maybe shut it off for a few hours or a few days. If you're competing at that level, the expectation is so high that it makes sense.
And I think that affects the attitude of the public. Well, you've done so well. You get over this too. Not recognizing, hey, I got a little problem here. So I think that's really Michael Phelps was the first one that I remember coming out. Kevin Love wasn't too far behind him. Kevin Love, the basketball player for the Cleveland, now the Philadelphia 76ers, I think. He came out and talked about his mental health problems and the anxiety.
He was one that, when you look at his career, he was labeled as a terrible teammate in Minnesota, and they shipped him away. Wherever he went next, I forget, he was labeled a terrible teammate, and he was shipped away. If there were things in place to help him earlier in his career, he may still be a Timberwolf. He may have helped them get to another level of success. I know he went to the Lakers for a while. I think he might have played for a championship there, but instead of giving these athletes the terrible teammate label, teams, organizations, whatever, need to provide resources. They need to nip this a lot quicker than it's happening. And I think with guys like this coming out and saying, these are issues we're facing in the locker room, these are issues we're facing away from the floor, we need to be taught how to handle this. We need a resource on how to handle it. That needs to be commonplace in professional sports, in workplaces, and in everywhere else, instead of, oh, he said what? He's weird.
And I think that's starting to change now. I think a lot of the professional clubs are looking at mental health people, providers that can come in and coach. And it's really a coaching deal. You got to bring this to the surface first. You can't do anything. Let's get Dr. Pimple Popper in here. You know, you got to get this to the surface first, because you can't do it unless somebody wants to say, okay, listen, I got a problem. And they got to trust you. A lot of trust involved in this. So when these folks came out with their big personalities, that's a big step to take, because it can backfire on you. Oh, you're successful. Go take care of your own problems. So.
Well, in a story to kind of tie it back to Siouxland, Art, I just read an article about Jaden Ivey of the Detroit Pistons. Brittany Donaldson from North High School, her dad is a coach here in town. She was hired by the Raptors, eventually went to Detroit when Dwayne Casey was hired. Jaden Ivey talked about the fact that she, being an assistant coach, is a great assistant, but her having the female presence in the locker room, on the practice floor, and away from the court has been a big difference in him transitioning from college to the professional level, because he felt like he could talk to her about anything. He calls her, he goes, and, hey, will you meet me at the practice facility so I can put up some shots? And he said, well, after a while, it turned into, I'm not even shooting, we're talking. She's helping me with the everyday transition. She's a calming influence. She's a warm influence. So Brittany has kind of taken that, whether it was on purpose or intentional or not, but has already made a difference in Detroit with some rookies. I think that's a really neat thing.
That's a great story, I got to tell you. I'm out Silver Long with Brenda Geising and Justin Bacher, and you're listening to When Things Aren't Going Well. So let's continue our discussion on celebrities that have destigmatized mental health. We've talking about this, one more sports person, a couple more I want to bring up, two women. Serena Williams, 23 Grand Slams, successful, but she talks about the expectation and the pressure. And if there's something going wrong in her life, in the other part, that puts even more stress on her to perform. So this whole totality of the universe you're in, and she spoke up, and there's an accomplished person, a champion, a Hall of Famer, saying it's not easy. You have to have help. You got to take a time out. What we're talking, be kind to your mind. You just got to slow it down. And I think that's so key. And these athletes, I think, realize it. And I think there's a lot of other out there like that, too.
Brenda, what would you say to, I think some of these people, as you watch them, the Williams sisters were managed by their dad, and they were brought into the spotlight, and they succeeded right away. And I think for athletes at that level, they try to compartmentalize things, and they push that into the back of their mind, and they try to compete and be at the highest level they can be. But compartmentalizing things and pushing it to the back is probably the worst thing you can do.
Absolutely. You know, it's going to come to the forefront at some point, and they have to learn how to integrate it all together. And I think when athletes start very young, there's that attention, that positive attention, and it feels good. And so when you're having an off day or you're not feeling so hot mentally, you want to just try to work harder and get the best shot or the best performance so you get that good high again. And you have to learn how to balance that and incorporate all of it. I think we know that being physically healthy is good for us. And we're just starting to understand and appreciate you have to have good mental health, too. It's all for one.
all coming together. I'm glad these athletes come out. And another athlete that I want to mention, because she got tremendous visibility and her word got out, was Simone Biles at the Olympics. She had everything there. She had to put aside the team deal, and she thought about herself. And I think if you're not tuned into yourself, you know, you might want to take a time out. And I think she took that time out. Just a tremendous pressure of being on a world stage. We look at our athletes here, and they just look at our country and what we provide. But a world stage? Oh, wow. That's just amazing. The pressure must be unbelievable. She did a great job. And I think I can speak for myself as an older person, that had to have had an impact on younger girls in particular, that it's okay, if this champion can do this, so can I. And then you started seeing younger people coming forward and talking about, yeah, I got some issues there. We know it's out there. The statistics are proving it. So it's something that let's take it on head on, face it, and say, it's okay not to be okay. So we're going to keep working on that. And
well, Art, to kind of pull on with that of being young, a young athlete, I have a football player, a dancer, and a gymnast in my house. And one of the things that I like to tell my kids, and I do it rather often, knock it off, go be a kid.
Exactly. And, yes.
Great. And that's something that, Brenda, mm-hmm. they're a little lost in doing. What does that mean now? When we can speak for all of us. When we were kids, I was going outside, getting dirty, drinking out of the hose, playing with the neighborhood kids, riding a bike, whatever. In today's world, that's changed so much I think in some cases they don't even know what that means.
No, you have to teach them. You have to learn how to play again and put down that phone, put away social media, and just have fun playing in the bubbles, running through the sprinkler, no matter the age.
The thunderstorms, we used to call them like sun showers.
Yeah.
Because they would ruin your ball game you were playing. But then next thing you had a rainbow out there and you came back and continued the game. So,
yep.
Oh, that was a lot of fun. We're coming up on our break, so we want you to continue your morning chill, and we'll continue our discussion on athletes destigmatizing mental health. Enjoy a cup of coffee. We'll be right back.
Let's face it, that happens to all of us. However, the pandemic has compounded all of our lives and activities. Even the simplest tasks seem harder. Hi, I'm Brenda Geisinger, the Chief Operating Officer at the Boys and Girls Home and Family Services. Family Services is a United Way partner agency serving children and families of our community, and we're here to help. If you'd like to learn more about Family Services, please contact us via email, website, Facebook, or phone Mary Pickens. At Family Services, we change lives.
Welcome back to When Things Aren't Going Well on KSCJ. Here's Art Silva.
Welcome back to When Things Aren't Going Well. I'm Art Silva along with Brenda Geisinger and Justin Barker. And we're talking about athletes who are celebrities who are destigmatizing mental health. We've talked about athletes in the first half of our show. Let's talk about some of the celebrities that have come forward and talked about their issues. And I'll start off with Ryan Reynolds, ladies' man, big Hollywood star, and he came forward and said that it's something he's had his whole life. He pretty much had to deal with his socialization, and he was shy as a child and tended to hide behind self-depreciating humor. So he's coming to terms with that. In other words, he was the butt of his jokes, and to think of yourself that way, I don't like what other people do. Can you imagine when you're doing it to yourself? So, Fred, do you ever see this behavior?
Oh, I think it's around us all the time. When people get uncomfortable or they're trying to be funny, but they don't want to insult anyone, they kind of make a joke about themselves. Yeah.
He came forward, and that's Ryan Reynolds. Another person in the news, pro or con, Meghan Markle. And Meghan Markle had talked about her suicidal ideation. And we're seeing more of this now as a statistic that they're following with young people. The thought of suicide. Some, have you put a plan together for suicide? These are what kids are telling us in surveys that, yeah, I thought about a plan. Yeah, I put a plan. These 11th graders. So, I mean, it's really something. You know, when Meghan comes out and says, hey, listen, I had that problem, and here's what I did. I don't think we can deny the thought. I think it starts there. And I've never been in that situation. And you want to help somebody, but I think there are things that you can say wrong that don't help. Any examples of that, Brenda, what we don't want to say to someone that you think might have a...
Every situation is different and unique, and the people are. However, when someone is really struggling and confiding in you, one of, I would say, cautionary notes is don't try to one-up them or share a story about yourself. What they're needing is empathy and compassion, and they want you to listen. They don't want advice. They don't want to hear about your situation that was similar. They just want somebody to understand or at least have empathy and listen.
I think that's so important, just listening to someone, having that place to go. You don't want to say something like, I learned that because I'm in the business, I don't ever say, you got to see a therapist. what I do say is that I have some options I can share with you if you'd like, but you can't just jump in their face and say, this is what you got to do.
Right.
That doesn't work. So knowing these things is really going to help how we approach other people. I believe everybody's got something. Everybody's got a problem. Everybody's got something on their mind. That's life. That's how we're put together. This is the stuff we have to manage as we age. So we all have problems. Some people manage it a little better than others. Some people have great support networks, but there are a lot of people that fall through the cracks and they need help and we need to help them. I look at the police department and any day they can have the largest population of mental health people in the community. And where are they getting help? So we're all one is what I'm saying. The least part of us is just as important as the most part of us. And I think somehow reaching out and having people start with the awareness, because other people are coming forward, that it's okay to talk about mental health.
Well, and I think that's kind of the message with the celebrities, the athletes, the famous people. It's not so much I have this badge of honor, look at this mental health that I'm struggling with. They're opening up so people will have conversations. I would care to bet that 10 years ago, JB never thought he'd sit in a radio station talking about mental health. But that has really shown how far we have come, that people are more aware, they're willing to talk. We don't have to be experts to know that we are struggling and we need to reach out to one another and to seek help. So I think that's one of the messages that we're receiving from the athletes and the celebrities. It's okay to say, I'm not okay.
And I think a lot of college programs and even to the high school level, I know a college in town has a team ambassador for every sport. And the team ambassador's job is to do nothing but be a cheerleader. It's before the game, maybe send out an email to the team and say, good luck, guys. We'll be watching. Hope you do great. Or the next day, you might, after they win or lose, send out a message. Hey, had fun watching you play. Is there anything I can do for you? And also giving the team an opportunity to say, hey, I'm here. If you don't feel comfortable talking to the coach, you can come talk to me. I've made myself available as an adjunct professor in that way because some of the students at Briarcliff where I teach they have the same professors for multiple classes. They don't want to upset them with something or they don't want to anger them with something that might have happened in their class. And so I say, hey, I'm here 50 minutes a week in the classroom. We have a fun class. I teach radio. It's a fun class.
I can imagine.
Read the room, right?
No professor.
But I tell all of them, if you need to get off campus and have a meal, text me. If you need to meet at the coffee shop and have a conversation, let me be that outlet, and then we can get you whatever help you need that's available on campus. So the structures have changed in a lot of ways where a lot of people are trying to give other outlets for student athletes, for students, for young people to talk to somebody that is completely out of the middle of it and give them the chance. And I think that's what you have to do. But I also think that, Art, I know you do it. Brenda, I'm sure you do it. But you hold the door for somebody at the gas station and you say, have a nice day. Yeah. They might be having the worst day in the world.
You got it.
And that little 3 seconds of time could totally change their outlook for the day, for the week. We don't even know. But it really makes you feel good. I just think we need to be nicer as people.
Yeah. I totally agree. You know, what got me a celebrity that came out and talked about mental health was Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Now, who would think a guy that size has mental health issues? But he talked about it in a men's magazine about going to the gym was his place, his spot, where he could kind of like center himself. And he said it really worked well.
But his dad was a big celebrity.
Yep.
He wanted to follow in his dad's shoes. The standard was set pretty high. And so his entire life, he's up until he really hit superstardom, it was, I'm this guy's kid. I can't screw up. I can't make any mistakes. So there's a ton of pressure there. Being The Rock is a ton of pressure.
Well, this was good. And we're coming up to the end of our show. And every week we end our show with a joke. Humor is medicine for the soul. So here you go. If at first you don't succeed, skydiving is not for you. Okay, I have never done that. That's enough to keep me up, terra firma. Okay, listen, this has been great. I want to thank Brenda. Justin, thank you very much for coming in and sharing with us today. A shout out to Rosalind Carter. Rosalind Carter was just diagnosed with dementia. Rosalind Carter, in 1975, started the movement to get better mental health services in this country. So today our shout out is to Rosalind Carter, and thank you. And keep the faith. Keep it going. Don't forget to visit the new and improved Stuff Store. New stuff arriving daily. Stuff is located in the former Indian Hill Shopping Plaza, the new home of the Jenny Peterson Behavior Health Campus. Boys and Girls Home and Family Service is now hiring therapists and teachers for the upcoming school year. So it's full-time, part-time, take your pick. We're flexible, smaller classes, an assistant in every class. So call our HR manager, 293-4700. When Things Aren't Going Well, we'll air next Saturday morning at 7 a.m. right here on 1360 a.m., 94.9 FM, KSCJ. Your homework this week is to go out and have a good laugh. Remember, be kind to your mind. Peace.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails. Till then, happy trails to you, till we meet again.
For more information on the services provided by Boys and Girls Home and Family Services, see them online at boysandgirlshomeiowa.org, or you can call 712-293-4700. To get more information about family services, residential treatment, the Opportunity School, the Siouxland Family Center, and more. At Boys and Girls Home and Family Services, we change lives.